Initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers. From across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reiss on Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hey, this is Vern Troyer, and you're listening to Dawn Reiss's Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reiss, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reiss's TAM Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reiss on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
You are listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn.
And this is Kelly Preston, I'm so excited.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream? Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't. But keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood. Always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
For like what? I gotta get. Hi, and welcome to Hollywood Connections Special. This is what we do with our Beauty Queen reporters. And take it away, Carrie K. Davis. This is her show, her hour as a Beauty Queen reporter with, actually, her show is called Team Jesus. Welcome, and Carrie, take it away.
Hey, how are you guys doing tonight? It's an awesome, awesome night in Clearwater Beach, Florida.
So I see a lot of you guys that are online right now are from different places in the world. So I'm going to have a lot going on with my show, and I just wanted to talk to you tonight a little bit about who I have coming on. She is just so awesome. She has written a book that is so amazing that will help people that are have been in abusive situations. She works with women that have been abused. She helps us to figure out how to get through those steps, and she's going to be calling in soon. So I met her at an event that I did, a health and wellness event, and it was just amazing what happened. She came up to me and started talking to me, and I said, well, I would love to have you. I'd love to interview you on Hollywood Connections. And she said, okay, great. So I gave her a call, and now she's going to be on the show tonight. What we're going to be talking a lot about tonight is my story and how it relates to this book that she wrote. The book that she wrote, it's near and dear to my heart. It's Sympathy to Her Heart is the name of the book. And she will be calling in just a few minutes to get online with me. So we'll just give her just a second to give us a call, and hopefully that'll be soon. So we welcome callers to call in and ask questions with Shirley. Her name is, I'm a little bit nervous about that, but about my first guest. But anyways, she's going to be, her name is Sherry Rosendale. And she's going to be giving us a call in just a few minutes, and then we can answer any questions that she can answer any questions that you guys have. So, first of all, this is my first show, so just bear with me. We're trying to get it all together. I'm working with a lot of different things with health and wellness. What I want to do is start by working with people with their mental thing, wherever their mental attitude is. You know, we want to make sure that with my guest star that's coming on, she talks a lot about where we were and where we want to be. So there's lots of anger that's involved with where we need to be done with all that, you know, so we can move on. Whether or not we have issues with things in our past that you know, have a lot to do with things that happen in the present. So what I want to talk about for a minute before she gets on here is I had an incident this week that really made me show love to people that were not necessarily really nice to me. Not everybody's going to like us, right? So it was really important for me to learn from this experience. And what had happened is I had ended up staying in a situation where I didn't feel comfortable. And sometimes we don't feel comfortable in different situations, but we need to stay there if we don't feel comfortable, and we need to work through it. And so what my next guest that's going to be calling in just a minute, I'm so excited about this book that she wrote, and I feel so privileged and humble for her to be on my show. Woke up this morning and wasn't sure exactly what was going to happen. And I'm going to have her on in about 3 minutes. So let's go ahead and do a song that, I have on the radio that I really want to play for everybody in my show. So just give it just a minute.
About all you guys,
but I feel the spirit now. Is our caller on yet? No? Okay. Well, I guess so. There might be a little bit of a problem. So I just wanted to tell you guys thank you for tuning in tonight. We're waiting for the caller to come on and talk a lot about her story and how she wrote this book. So maybe she's just running late. We'll pray that she'll be calling in soon. My story is a little bit about when I was a little girl. I was separated from my family. The family that I knew, it was just separation. So, but I got through that part, and that's where I'm at now, is I'm looking back and going, thank you, Lord, that those things that happened to me, they didn't end up affecting me the way that they could have. I ended up going out there, and I ended up doing this and talking to you guys, and very nervous as can be right now, but this is my first show, and I'm very grateful to God to give me this opportunity. Last year, I moved here from Des Moines, Iowa, and it was 22 years in the desert. No, I'm joking. I feel like Moses sometimes. But I was actually moving from Iowa to a beautiful paradise called Florida. And I didn't know it. I had a whole lot of things that happened to me when I was younger that affected me just a little bit. And the caller can't get through right now, honey. That's the problem. She just sent me a message. Okay, I'm going to call my guest. Just a minute. Jump back on again, okay? Okay, could you verify the phone number again? It's 727-441-3000. Okay, we're getting her on the phone, guys. Thanks for your patience.
Healthy, tasty, and easy to eat. Like, wonderful.
All right, hello, and who do I have on the line? Is this Sherry?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Sherry.
Sorry that I was unable to get through before. It was just a little problem in communication.
Well, yes, that happens sometimes. So it's radio bleeps.
Right. Well, that's okay. This is live.
There's yes.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, it is, and it's the first show. So I basically just told the audience a little bit about you. I'm using my phone right now to record. So if you could just go over a little bit about who you are and what you're doing, and then I'll just think of some questions to ask you.
Okay, that's not a problem. I am originally from Cincinnati, Ohio, and moved down here on my own when I was about 20 years old. I did have extended family down here, but we had come down as a family every year during the Christmas holidays. So Miami Beach was not unfamiliar to me. It was like a second home.
Right.
And when I decided to come down here on my own, I tried my best to be independent all the time. It didn't work, of course, but I worked, and then I decided to finish my education at Barry College. I was an English major, French minor, and certified K through 6, and then got lost along the way after that, and never taught until, I'd say several years after I had graduated and gone through some very toxic relationships and times.
And so this brought you to the point that you're at right now, where you're helping other women, which is exciting.
Yes.
So
yes.
Tell us just a little bit about your program and what you, your book. I'm just so excited. I can't wait to get it and read it.
Oh, well, thank you very much for saying so. It was a project that never really was meant to be published. It was recommended to me by a nurse practitioner that I began to share information with during one of my visits to the doctor. And I guess I just had gotten to a point where I couldn't take any more stress than keeping it bottled up inside, and shared with her some of the things that had happened to me. She suggested that I begin with some kind of journal if I couldn't get myself to get to a therapist and in a professional situation. So I decided to write a story instead. And what I did was that I just began to write because it became an outlet for so many of the things that had happened to me and were currently happening, because my body had begun to deteriorate and fall apart, and I was falling apart emotionally. So that's what happened, and I began writing in 2010. And the book wasn't actually published until the 5th of February, 2019.
Wow, how exciting. So you have a lot of people that are going to be reading this book. So the name of the book is Sympathy for Her Heart?
Symphony of Her Heart.
Of Her Heart, I mean?
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's okay. There is significance to the title in that I perceive all of our lives as being symphonies. We are all made up of all these different things that occur to us. And we go through and have all these little movements, much like a symphony that goes through its creation and birth. And these have an effect on our lives. And we finally, hopefully, come together, as the symphony does, to have that magnificent, cohesive, and beautiful sound when we finally reach wholeness and health. And that's what the symphony refers to. And the heart is that this is really the love story of the main character, Lila, how she finally realizes who she is, what's happened to her, and she begins to really love herself. And that's basically what it's all about. And once she gets to that point in her life, she's able to see things as they really are, not the way she has always believed them to be, especially herself.
Right, because in our life, things that we go through when we're children and into, adulthood, it does affect us. And, you know, we can try to bury it or whatever, but it's just obvious to me that I'm at a point in my life where I'm really ready to read your book and, you know, to go to another level, you know, because in my life that I'm ready to see what else there is that God wants for me. And I believe that I'd been stuck for a while. So, and I'm really working on trying to get out of that. So can you explain to our listeners, what your ultimate goal is, you know, mm-hmm. with everything that you're doing and the book, and you're also doing some other stuff, right?
Well, I've been doing a lot of speaking. I started last December. I was on Channel 7 News in Sarasota on the 7 o'clock news and the 5 o'clock news, talking about not particularly sexually assault from a stranger, but sexual assault by an intimate partner, meaning my husband. Domestic violence is what everybody calls it. And I have been speaking since publication of the book to different groups, mostly women, to talk about the book and my experiences in toxic relationships and being compromised in an abusive marriage. And it's been pretty eye-opening because I meet so very many women who have been involved in these kinds of relationships, and they have lots and lots of questions and need answers and want to open up to share with somebody who really understands what yeah. their lives were like.
Yeah, so what we want to do is open up the, here in a little bit, just open it up for people to call in and ask, you know, Sherry different questions that you have. She's just, yeah, I'm just really happy that I was able to have you on the show, and we're going to continue to talk about all this. Was there anything else like that you wanted to tell us about what you have coming on in the future?
Yes, I'll be speaking around the Tampa area. I have the Jewish Book Festival on October 30th, and I'll be signing books there.
Yay!
Making a presentation. I was already at the Oxford Exchange Book Fair. The book was chosen, and I did the same thing there on May 5th. Then there are a couple of events that are going on around the Sun City area that I will be participating in, also in Brandon. And I'll be contacting some other people around town, hopefully at the university, mm-hmm. to see if I can connect with somebody on the University of Tampa or on the University of South Florida campus so I can talk to the young women there, because the book is so very important to point out red flags and things that occur that we don't think about and need to become so very aware of.
Right.
It's really thought of sort of like not as self-help, but it gives you the tools.
Right.
It helps you to see those things that you are not able to see or are unwilling to see, and it teaches you a lot about you.
Right. Yeah, that would make a lot of sense. So the red flags that you speak of, that you talk about in your book, that helps people to understand that if they're in a toxic relationship.
Yeah.
What are some red flags that you have seen in your experience?
Well, one of the biggest red flags that we normally don't recognize for whatever reason is isolation. When you're with somebody and in the beginning it's really terrific and you don't have any problems with association with other people, but when you don't meet any of his friends, or when he begins to isolate you from your family, when you never participate in family events or rarely do, when it gets that far. Isolation is a really important aspect of controlling you. And that's a red flag, like I said before, that we normally don't recognize or don't recognize easily because we're involved in the relationship. We don't even think about it. But that's what happens, and it's done very subtly and very much in a manipulative way.
Right, yeah. So narcissistic behavior probably, right?
Well, people have a tendency to term the predators or the partners that we become involved with as narcissists, and it's really difficult for me to deal with those kinds of terms because mm-hmm. I think they are labels that we need to really move away from.
Oh, well, good. That's
characteristics of these kinds of people. I don't want to get lost in labels, but that's what they do. They manipulate really well. They're very charming. they have a wonderful personality, or you think they do, or a great sense of humor. They seem to be a lot of fun. But then when they get you to a point of isolation and control, all these things begin to fall away. And they all have these very similar characteristics that we don't seem to be able to recognize very well. And it happens to be a familiar situation to us. We've been there before. We've been with those people before.
Right.
We've known that before from either our fathers or somebody else in our relationship in the past. So it doesn't seem unusual to us or different.
I see what you're saying, because in my situation, I had a lot of toxic relationships after my husband died.
Yeah. It's not unusual. We go to what's familiar. We go to what we know. It doesn't necessarily mean that we do that on purpose, that we step out the door and say, tonight, I'm going to go meet somebody that's nasty. That's going to treat me bad.
So
we don't do that.
It lowers our self-esteem each time.
Yeah, it does. It does. It really compromises us in more ways than we can begin to understand, because that kind of compromise affects us not just mentally and emotionally, but physically as well.
And if you bury it, because I know I did that for a really long time, fake it till you make it, you know?
Uh-huh. Well, we're very good at that. It's part of what we do to survive. We're not willing to admit that this is what's going on, because at times it's difficult for us to recognize.
Right. Or we could see the red flags, but we just ignore them, right?
Well, we ignore them because we don't think they apply to us.
Oh. And what about...
I could see that in somebody else.
Right.
Oh, yeah, her husband treats her terribly. Oh, my gosh, did you see what he did to her? Well, we can see that in our next-door neighbor.
Or a friend.
Or a friend. Or somebody at the car wash when we're sitting there waiting for our car, which is what happened to me. And this young woman was talking to her mother and somebody else, and she was telling a story. And I thought, oh, my God, this woman's in big trouble, this young woman. Well, it just so happened that I was able to recognize those things because it was now for me. But I never would have been able to recognize them.
So recognizing first of all that there's issues, that there's things, like for one thing, I was angry. Mm-hmm. That I was angry, and I tried to not be angry. So explain like that part of it.
Oh, are you talking about the cognitive therapy?
Yeah.
That's not easy to get into, and it's not a short conversation.
Okay.
But those are the kinds of things that trigger. There are incidents that occur. They trigger emotions and beliefs in us, and we begin to believe those things, and those emotions are paramount, like fear. And then we think terrible things are going to happen as a result.
Right.
And oftentimes, that's not really real. Might have been real at one time, but it's not real anymore. And there is a wonderful site that people can go to read about cognitive therapy, and it's called ABC.
Well, sure. I'd love for you to come on sometime, and we can do a special on that and talk to people about it.
Yes, it's Dr. Albert Ellis's model in cognitive behavioral therapy, and it's really important for us to be able to recognize those things. If you have a moment, I'll give you a real good example.
Yeah, I've got time. Yeah, we'll
Thanksgiving, three of my four children were in town, and we decided to have Thanksgiving here at my house, and they chose to take a portion of the day to go visit their father, who of course, doesn't live here. He lives somewhere else in Florida. So the moment I heard that they were going to go visit him, it made me uncomfortable, but I brushed it off. And then the longer they were gone, the more I thought, oh, my God, they're going to bring him back. What if he shows up? Mm. What do I do? Do I run away? What do I do? Do I call the boys? Do I warn them? Do I tell them, no, don't bring him back. This is going to be horrible. and I worked myself up into such a frenzy that I had a panic attack. I couldn't finish making dinner. I didn't know what the heck I was doing. And then I sat myself down, and I said, wait a minute. What's really real here? Are they really going to bring him back? They know what the circumstances are. Would they do that to you? But my original reaction was the automatic reaction that I had. It wasn't really what was going to happen. And I have to tell you, I did calm myself down. My panic attack began to fade. My heartbeat began to slow down. I didn't sweat as much. And I went ahead and completed dinner. But I must tell you, there was a little twinge when they walked through the door of, oh, my gosh, they didn't do it. Even though I had mostly successfully, I know that's not correct grammar, but talked myself into the reality of what was real at that point in time.
Right.
What I thought was going to happen.
Well, like you talked to me about today, the reality of everything that happened to me this last week.
Right.
We think it's towards us. We take it personally. And really, sometimes it has to do, well, most of the time, right? It has to do with the other person.
Well, not only that, it's what we believe because of what has happened.
Right, and right. That's
that
what I mean.
That belief triggers our response when that belief may not be at all true anymore. Might have been at one point in time that my husband would have hurt me or done something terrible to me if something had happened.
Sure.
But it's no longer the case. It's not reality.
Right.
And
so
that panic attack was for nothing.
Yeah, so we do get really worked up and stuff for nothing. You know, we just have to have faith that we're on the right road. I know me personally, when I met you, I'm in a point right now, I'm at a crossroads where I'm like, I just came off the broken road, you know, and I say that because I'm 3 months sober today. So,
congratulations.
Yeah, I wasn't an alcoholic, but I just felt like drinking, here on the beach has done a lot, you know. I don't know why God put me on the beach, but anyways, it's so beautiful. But you know,
you reason for that too, you know.
Yeah, I just have to be really careful, and I know that you know, the tendency to want to do that because of things because of my past, right? Wanting to do that, wanting to drink, and so I just gave it up, and I didn't even think anything of it, really. It's not always that easy for other people. And
well, no, it's not. And one of the things that you have to remember is that's one of the ways women cope. I mean, you have to think about what is it that you do to survive? What happens when a woman is in that kind of situation and she's trying to deal with all kinds of things that she can't really deal with and she keeps it all inside? Well, she has to find a way to cope, and sometimes our coping mechanisms are not good for us.
Which would be the triggers, right?
Right.
Well, yeah, so that kind of happened to me a little bit this week. I had some triggers. And, you know, I could have looked at those as, you know, some of the things that I looked at, like, wow, why did these happen? You know, I mean, I'm trying to figure it out now, where before I was like, well, whatever, you know, it's just, you know, but now I look at it and I'm like, okay, why are these triggers happening? You know, why am I getting triggered like that? So maybe you could explain that to our listeners on that part.
Well, how the triggers happen or how women cope with what happens to them. I think you're asking me a couple of different questions.
Yeah.
Because we can talk about what happens to women when they're, I guess, chronically under stress and trauma. And how is it that they deal with that? Some people drink. Some people take drugs. Some people isolate themselves even more. Some become self-destructive in other ways. Depression is paramount. And other women, in order to relieve the pain, kill the perpetrator. They kill their partner because they have no other way to be relieved of the pain and see no other way to get out of this circumstance.
Well, so your book is going to change a lot of people's lives.
I hope so. That's one of the reasons why it's been published. When I was diagnosed with a rare form of cancer at the end of 2015, I was told by one doctor I had 30 days, and if I didn't have surgery, I'd be dead. Well, the surgery didn't take place until February 2016, and obviously I'm here.
So amen. Praise God.
The surgery was successful, and there must have been a bunch of angels in that operating room for 8 hours when that occurred. But
right.
I had the manuscript, and I have a very, very dear friend of over 50 years who lives in Sun City, and I said, please read the story that I have written, and she wanted to know why. And I said, because I'm afraid I'm going to die. And if I die, I want somebody to know who I really am. And this story will tell you that. Well, she cried a lot, read the story, and couldn't believe that my life had been like this. And encouraged me on more than one occasion to publish it and say, please, help other women with this story. I know it will help.
Amen.
It will be important to so many others. And that's why the book was published.
Well, I can't wait to get your book. And I have a lot of people that are asking me on my Facebook right now. So they just want to know, like, how they can get a hold of you and your information, your book. And
okay, if they want to know or communicate with me in any way, they can go to sherryrosedale@gmail.com, sherryrosedale@gmail.com. And they can also go to Amazon to get the book. There is a preview available up on the site where you can read a certain number of pages in the first section of the book.
Right.
You can get it on Kindle. You can buy it in paperback. And if you do that, I have started a blog. I don't think it's very active now, but I'm going to begin to activate the blog. And I would like women go to the blog, and I encourage them to share. The one thing that I would caution them about is that, please, if you post anything, don't post it in a name that anybody can recognize.
Yeah, that's really important to keep confidentiality between women that are abused.
Yes. Not only that, it's very for reasons of safety and security. After all, you never know who's going to read it. And what they might do as a result.
Yeah.
There are too many women who have not survived. And you have to remember things like one of the most important or insecure times of our lives and the most or one of the most when we're in danger is when we say no, is when we don't tolerate the abuse anymore.
Right.
We try to leave. That's proven. So we must be very, very careful and diligent about our safety.
Amen. Yeah. I was involved with Team Jesus back in Iowa, and we would go to shelters, women's shelters, and we would pray with them and talk to them and bring them food and encouragement. And I'm just so excited. I can't wait to be involved in everything that you're involved in. And I'd love for you to be a guest on my show again and talk a little bit more.
Absolutely. We can go into a lot more detail about the things that happen in the book, about things that happen to women. I'm now writing the companion to the book.
Awesome.
Because it has been suggested to me by somebody who read the book that there be a companion.
Sure.
To ask questions and have the women who read the book ponder those questions and utilize the tools that are available there in the book.
That's great. And I'm going to put some stuff on my Facebook for you, too.
Oh, thank you so very much. I guess my goal is kind of a big one, and it may not be realistic, but I hope that it is.
Well, share it with us. Go ahead.
Well, I would really love to be able to reach as many women as possible because we're all on a journey. We all have our own symphonies. And I would like, in reaching all those women, to bring them to the portal of change, to healing and wholeness, and becoming the women they were always meant to become.
Right.
Dr. Shefali talks about how when we're created, we're not created broken.
Yep,
we're
that's true.
We're not created in teeny little pieces and fractured and pieces that don't go together. We're created perfect and whole.
Yep.
It is through our lifetime that things happen to us, that we become fractured along the way.
Well, we appreciate you sharing all this with us. We've got another guest on the line.
Good.
Goodness gracious, I'm so glad that you were able to stay with us today and talk to us about your story and your book, and we're going to get all that information out there, and we'll be in touch with you, and we just really want to thank you from the bottom of our heart for just sharing tonight.
Oh, you're very welcome, and my best to you and all of your listeners.
All right. Well, thank you.
Good night.
Good night. All right, we have somebody on the line right now.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi, Carrie. It's Shari, and I heard the last bit of what Shari had to say, and I know her, and I think it's wonderful what her vision and her goal is. I think a lot of us actually share that same vision for all women and for all people.
Amen. So real quick, just tell us, we just have 3 minutes. So if you could just
3 minutes.
If you could just tell us a little bit about, we're just running a little bit over. We had a little bit of things happen, but just tell us a little bit about you and what your goal is.
Okay. Happy to share, short and sweet. So my name is Shari Leiterman. My business is called Rossum Living. So I'm really a wellness strategist. So inclusive of coaching, private chefing, catering, all based on nourishing. I call it the nourished you. So that really happens at a micro level. So I teach people how to eat well, have a plant-based lifestyle, or move in that direction, eliminating processed foods, toxic thinking, toxic food situations, and really nourishing mind, body, spirit, and becoming a whole being and a whole person. And the best way to do that right now is to start foundationally, and you got to know how to eat. So I really help people in that way, teach workshops, have classes, we do retreats, I cater retreats, all those fun things. And it's a holistic approach, which means anything that's going to be supportive, not an irritant.
Wow,
basically, that's it. So we do workshops, and we'll be hosting other events. And then I think next Monday we're going to do a piece on health and wellness, and I'm going to bring other associates that
yes,
I work with.
Yes, I'm so excited about that. We got to get that in the works right now because the radio station has to have a day and all that. But I would love to get that together with you and bring some people. And Shari does fiber balls and mock tuna. And she brought us snacks when me and Christina were doing our event. And I met her through Annie DeCoker, who's also going to be on my show. We're going to do a segment on her show, on her stuff too. So, I can't wait for all this to happen. This is so exciting.
It is exciting, and it's a blessing that you're taking this step to bring it all together. So thank you.
Yeah. Well, praise God. I didn't know I was going to be the one he's using to do all this, but it's, that's what he does. He uses us to help other people. So,
wonderful.
All right. Well, I'm going to go to a commercial break, but thank you so much, Shari. And I look forward to you being on my show next week.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay.
Bye.
Do we have another caller yet? No. Okay. We're going to go to a commercial break, and I'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Carrie K. Davis, a holistic health consultant with Hollywood Connections. I'm going to be working with people to change their lifestyles. Do you have any discomfort in your body at all? We can use circulation therapy. We can also work with CBDs and kinds of nutrition tips and tricks. Call me for your free health session now at 515-822-4877. That's 515-822-4877. And look for me on social media, CarrieKayDavis. Or contact me on the web at ckdconsulted.com.
voices in my mind that say I'm not enough. Every single lie that tells me I will never measure love. Am I more than just the sum of every high and every low? Remind me once again just who I am, 'cause I need to know.
I like to sing.
You say I am yours, and I believe, oh, I believe what you say to me. I believe the only thing that matters now is everything you think of me.
All right. Well, thank you, guys. I love to sing that song. I don't know the whole thing just yet, but I'm learning it. Looks like we have another caller on that's calling about something that I'm doing that's near and dear to my heart. And I'm thinking it's Bridget. All right.
It is.
Hi, Bridget. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm awesome. Thanks a lot for calling in tonight. So tell me a little bit about what you're going to do to help other people with their mental.
Well, I have a business. It's called Wine Down and Paint. And what we do, we are a traveling glass painting business in the St. Petersburg area. And basically what we do is bring out wine glasses, beer glasses, coffee mugs, martini glasses. And everybody is instructed, and they paint their own one-of-a-kind wine.
Okay, you're cutting out, honey.
Okay, I'm sorry.
That's
Can you
all right.
Hear me now?
Yep, but you were cutting out.
Okay. So we do house parties. We also we do fundraising for organizations. And we go into country clubs, wineries, breweries, apartment complexes. And it's a lot of fun. It's a couple hours. Get together, and everybody has a really good time.
Okay, awesome. So what about Amber? I know Amber's with you, and she's also going to be doing something with her, her shop.
This is Amber. She's the owner of ACA Hair & Company, and we're going to be doing Wind Down Wednesday events there.
Awesome.
Yes, and then also, I really do want to get involved as well with helping women feel beautiful and feeling good and confident in themselves. So that's something that our salon ACA here in Company on Central Avenue in St. Petersburg, we're all about trying to make women and themselves feel confident again. And it with us, whatever they're going through in life, you know, sometimes just to get your hair done and get pampered for the day.
Right. You guys are really cutting out. I don't know what's going on, but...
Oh, we can't hear me. I'm so sorry.
But anyway, so we're gonna have to get together and find out more about what you guys are doing. And real quick, like, the circulation therapy has really changed everything for you, right, Bridget?
Absolutely. And we're hoping that that will be a part of the salon as well. I had discomfort in my elbow a couple months ago, and I had a session, and it's gone. I mean, I love it. It worked for me also with a burn that I had on my finger, and it healed it very quickly. So.
All right. Awesome. All right. Well, thanks a lot for calling in, guys. I appreciate it. I look forward to working with you guys and at the salon. We're going to get together and, many more things are coming up around the pike that you guys will be doing, the wine and paint parties and things like that. That's really a mental thing. I'm working with people that are 55 and up, and I want to,
It's art therapy. So, And we want to work with, women that, possibly, need to get back on their feet and feel good about themselves. And that's why also, if anyone has a fundraiser or trying to raise money for any organization, give us a call at Wine Down and Paint or ACA Hair & Company.
Okay, great. Well, thanks a lot for calling in today. We appreciate it, and we look forward to doing your wine paint parties with you. I don't drink wine because I quit drinking, but we can also do coffee and other things, right?
Absolutely.
Okay,
absolutely.
Awesome. Okay, well, thanks for calling in.
Thank you. Have a good
night. All right, guys.
Thank you.
Just want to thank everybody for being on the show. And appreciate everybody. The lady that wrote the book is Sherry Rosendahl, and I'm gonna be spending some time with her, and everybody else that has been on the show today. I really, really super appreciate it. And there'll be many more shows coming. I'm just not exactly sure when. I'm gonna see what time's available, because I definitely want to do this again.